Hello and thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Today is Tuesday, January 31st, our 20th episode.
Woohoo!
My name is Dan Whalen, and with me as always is...
Adam Erdman.
And we are in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
He's not dead, he's just awesome.
That's right. And it's realistically the almost the last day before Stars is gone, supposedly.
Oh, yeah.
From Netflix. It's one of those things where... I mean, it's just supposed to be sometime in February. I don't believe an official date has been announced. We've always just said February because that's what we could find.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And it's kind of weird that I can actually think of a lot of stuff that's going to be gone now.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff, but...
It seems like a lot of stuff just was put up there again once more just to kind of sneak in.
Yeah.
It's like, one more time. You can see it for a little bit. Here you go. Okay, bye.
The last hurrah.
But we do have two guests today, as usual.
Indeed.
With us, returning is Lauren Lola Schauer.
Hello, everyone.
How's it going, Lola?
Oh, not bad.
And our new guest, first time on the show, Andrew Nelson. How's it going, Andrew?
Good. How's it going? Good. Doing good.
Also a Minnetonka grad, so...
Yes.
In a room
not proudly.
Full of Minnetonka grads and Lola.
I'm so outnumbered.
Well, I was born in, you know, Edina, lived at Grand and something in Richfield.
Yeah, you lived
so I almost went to your high school, but then didn't.
You got sucked in to the skipper regiment.
Oh, yeah. Had to be a skipper. Yes, we were the skippers.
That's right.
I was a Spartan.
Spartans!
I always thought it was weird that what it was Wyzetta the Trojans?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trojans.
Exactly. Yep. That's all it really was. Like, okay, we're skippers. That's pretty weird sounding, but they're the Trojans. There's something going on there.
Monomedia is the Zephyrs. I still, for the life of me, can't figure out what a Zephyr is.
I remember that I looked it up when Red Hot Chili Peppers did a song like something about Zephyr's song was the name of the song.
Is it like a Zeppelin?
I don't think so. I think it's an animal. It is.
I think you're right.
Because he says, fly away on my Zephyr.
Or if I'm not mistaken, it could be an old, old wooden ship used by the pilgrims in the 16th century.
The Santa Maria.
That could fly.
Okay, so here's a quick list of things that are gone because they're stars. Tangled.
No.
You can borrow my Blu-ray if you want. Wow, I'm actually not seeing a lot of stuff in the top new releases, so that's kind of good. Nothing too new.
You're right, though. They've just kind of been sneaking stuff out. I feel like every time there's been things that are on there. And then, like, I go back and check and, like, want to see a different episode or whatever, and they're just gone. I'm like, something's happening.
All right, not to go back, but I looked up Zephyr.
Yeah,
go for
it. It's a light west wind.
Oh.
So I was way off.
It refers to the Greek god of the west wind.
That's kind of cool. Maybe I'll name my D&D character that. Zephyr.
I keep hearing Gout everywhere, and it reminds me of my D&D character, whose name was Gout, because that just made so much sense for some reason. Yes, other than Netflix Stars thing, as my Netflix tries to play another movie, I had other news, and now I can't remember what it was. Other than, Jack White has his album. I haven't seen anybody do any screenshots of... free buffering advertising.
Yeah, not yet.
Have you in any of your streaming experiences seen buffering somewhere?
Not recently. Mostly it's just been a spinny thing lately.
Mm-hmm. Have either of you, in any sort of streaming experience seen buffering?
The word buffering.
Oh, I actually, yeah. Homestarrunner.com.
Does buffering?
Yeah.
Or loading sometimes, but I know they do buffering in some of them too. I think.
Now, is that on the website itself or on the...
When like you're loading a tune or a cartoon, as some people say, they'll do like a loading screen, mm-hmm. and then they'll either say buffering or loading or waiting.
Because that's one place I haven't seen it, is at least buffering specifically.
I've seen
it. Tough to find.
What have you seen, Dan?
I was watching newer episodes of How I Met Your Mother, and on CBS.com, they will say buffering for that and Big Bang Theory.
So CBS uses that as their go-to word, and I know that Vivo, which I've advertised before, actually by putting up pictures, does buffering occasionally, and the NPR iPhone app does it too.
Cool. Yeah,
but I was not quick enough to do it this morning when I was listening to the news before while I was getting ready for work. So next time,
you know, you see it. I know I see it places, but I just never catch it in time. Like,
You notice you're like 1, 2, 3. Oh yeah, it's gone.
Yeah,
poof, gone. My internet's just too quickly.
Ring. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think there was. There's. Oh, I guess it's not really news, but it's something that I've been talking about a bit. Is Emily and I have been really big into watching a lot of Oscar-nominated movies.
Yeah.
So we've, and I figured, you know, open it up or at least see if people are interested in some of them. Just saw Hugo yesterday.
How did that go?
It was good. I'd actually listened to a review on the Escapist Magazine website.
Okay.
And, you know, kind of got a couple spoilers from it. But Emily went in completely blind and liked it. And Ben Kingsley was really good in it. Christopher Lee is in it. Jude Law is in it, which I did not know.
That was the only person I knew who was in it, and then that they filmed it in 3D.
Mm-hmm. And Sacha Baron Cohen is in it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But it's kind of, you see it, you're like, yeah, there he is. It's that one right there. I can tell immediately.
Hello. My name,
his new film looks so good. Dictator?
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that one. I don't know.
I can't wait until he's in Queen.
It's a wait and see kind of thing for me.
He's going to be in the Queen movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
He's playing, yeah.
Is he? Because he looks like Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
He does look like Freddie Mercury.
There's a picture of him dressed with, well, he's in suspenders with a shirt on, but he looks so Freddie Mercury. The photo. Huh. It's amazing.
Actually, cool. Now that I think about it, in Hugo, he looks kind of like Freddie Mercury, too, so I think it is very close in proximity to filming.
Oh, I had some news that I stumbled across.
Go for it.
I don't know if we mentioned this in weeks past, but for a while, Netflix was talking about starting a video game renting program.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
But they have since retracted that intention.
Yes.
So that's too bad.
Yes.
Because that would have been pretty awesome.
If you still got the physical discs.
Well, yeah.
I mean, but there's Gamefly.
There is.
And Redbox has some games.
Yeah.
They have Skyrim. Skyrim.
That's not something you rent, though.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah. If it's the standard, like, one-day rental you get with Redbox for the video games, too, there's just no way. I got to level 3.
Well, but you could see it as a good dollar investment demo, or however much they charge
for
a game.
That's true, but you...
Their prices actually went up on movies.
I'm still paying only $1. I don't know what everyone's talking about.
The red box at 50 Cent Edina is $1.20 now, and with tax, $1.25.
$1.29, yeah.
Mm.
Katie had mentioned that before.
Yeah,
but I'm like every time I've done it, I've paid $1.07.
Weird.
I think it's just because I'm new and they're trying to sucker me in.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Could be. But yeah, so Netflix dropped that whole video game plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they just see the potential in video games and. They really want to cash in on that, but at the same time, it's kind of a rough market.
Yeah.
I mean...
Because there's so many... like, you'll pick up a certain number of product for each game, and it has to be within a certain, you know, part of the country, because, you know, there's one outpost that serves every area. And so if a game sucks and you've invested X amount of units and no one is going to get it, it's not like a movie where, you know, there's a niche market for everything. For video games, it's either a good game or it sucks. And no one ever tries
pretty
it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
There's really no gray area anymore. So it's just, that's a tough investment. They could pull in a reasonable amount of money, but they would have to get a crystal ball for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't foresee them making any claims into that market.
Well, they thought about it, but yeah, they gave up on it pretty quick.
Well, and you can get so many games online, too. I mean, Steam, you can get ridiculous amount of games for, like, right, super cheap.
Yeah, they're running sales all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
It's
crazy.
The first Portal for free, and then they did a midweek promotion where they were selling Portal 2 for $15. So,
it's like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I bought that game twice. It was so good. It's a funny story, actually. I bought it for PS3, and then I bought it for my Steam account, and I didn't realize that it came with, like, an activation for your online Steam that you can get it for free if you bought the game for PS3. So I was like, ugh.
Well, you deemed it worthy enough to buy it twice, so you didn't.
Yeah, I'm just helping out Steam.
Yeah, there you go.
Supporting the artists.
I still have to get an account on there. I have it on my new computer, but I just have not created my own account for it.
Yeah, I got Skyrim through Steam, and I also picked up a game called Terraria recently, which is kind of like Minecraft but side scrolling, and with retro, you know, 8-bit graphics. It's fun.
Oh, I was gonna bring this up.
Yeah.
You saw Minecraft Hyrule, right?
Yeah.
What?
Holy crap! Yeah, yep. Somebody went so far as to create pretty much all of Hyrule
64
in Minecraft.
They do crazy things in Minecraft. People are just like nuts about that game.
They go crazy.
Yeah, I've seen someone build like a complete replica of Starship Enterprise. You see that one?
That one is
ridiculous. It's huge. Like, it's like actual size. Like,
mm-hmm. Wow.
So like, all in the demo, he's showing it and like, he's like trying to walk from the length of the ship. It's just like 15 minutes of him just like walking.
Which,
not getting anywhere.
Which Enterprise did he make?
Oh my gosh.
Was it original series or next generation?
You know, things in Minecraft to me look so weird because it's just all blocks to me, but.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you. Probably the one with the pencils on the back of it, you know?
Pencils, so I'd guess it's first.
Yeah, that
probably.
Would be
probably.
That would be
if you're gonna put time into it, you might as well do the original. You know,
yeah, that's true.
Well, next generation looked more like torpedoes.
Yes,
yeah, it did.
That's right. They were,
or like laser tag or
the
something.
Engines were mounted toward the back, as opposed to having the Cadillac fins out behind.
It's true.
Caddy fins, yeah, and Voyager's itty bitty. And Deep Space Nine is a space station, so, you know, it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah. Voyager had the engines that when they went into warp speed, they'd go and flip up slightly.
Yep.
So they're at a diagonal instead of horizontal,
which
sure makes
you go faster.
All the difference when you're creating a warp bubble to pass through time and space.
Who knows?
My roommates were so into that first series. They had it on DVD, and just every night, just sit there going through all the episodes. And I had never really seen it. I was never really into it, and that's how it got me. You know, you see George
Takei. Enough exposure.
You see George Takei running around with his sword and stuff.
I love that. Dude, he's on Facebook.
He's really active.
He's so active on Facebook. He puts up the funniest pictures.
Because you remember Jeff Priestmeier, right?
Yeah.
He posts stuff all the time from George.
Hmm.
And she's like, oh, look, another thing. Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I guess I got to get into George Takei on Facebook because I haven't seen him yet. Takei.
unless you're watching that episode of Psych that he's on when it's really Takei because Sean knows how to pronounce it.
So I'm wrong. I retract that statement.
I suppose it would be Takei.
Yeah, it would be.
There's a really funny Takei YouTube video he did in response to some basketball player's comment about being gay.
Yeah.
And I love, every time I think about him, all I can think about is his line in that movie where he goes, "I just love sweaty basketball players." I laugh every time.
He was also in, he was a narrator for the show Community on NBC for one of the Halloween episodes.
Oh.
And it's just like, he's like, "Hello, this is George Takei." And blah, blah, blah. And then he goes into this rant, or not a rant, he just kind of goes into this sort of like, he gives somebody a free answering machine message like, "If I'm sorry, you're trying to reach Jason, but he's not here, and I'm George Takei. Leave your message." This is so random. It's like, okay, thanks for that, George.
Yeah, he's really quite a character. He's really one of those celebrities that kind of just thrives on attention on online and stuff, and he'll just do, you know, bits like that in shows. And
well, he's willing to make fun of himself.
Yeah, that, exactly.
He's willing to take a punch, kind of like William Shatner kind of went through a phase on that. Now he's kind of ducked back down again.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He goes back and forth. He was really into it when he was on Boston Legal.
Exactly. Mm.
He made so many jokes about himself and the show, and I think he was just.
But once they did the roast, that it kind of dwindled away.
Yeah.
That seems to put an end to it.
Mm-hmm. But he has been cut as the Priceline negotiator. He is no longer the spokesperson for Priceline.
That's news.
It's
true. They still have him on some kind of contract, but
he's not being picked up again.
Right. But I was just thinking about I think I've mentioned it before.
The Captains?
The podcast, but yeah, The Captains.
Yep, I watched it.
Have you watched it? Have you seen it yet?
It's available on Netflix.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, it's all of the Star Trek captains, and it's a documentary, and William Shatner goes around and he just has conversations with all of the Star Trek captains.
Sure, like Patrick Stewart.
Yeah,
Patrick Stewart is really good. The one with Avery is kind of
Avery Brooks. Oh,
what?
Yeah, Avery Brooks was the commander from Deep Space Nine, and he's also a very talented jazz musician. And they all have stage experience, which is really cool.
And Avery teaches music at a college now. I think I don't remember what university it was that he said that he was teaching music at.
Yeah, so there's William Shatner, Patrick Stewart, Avery Brooks, Kate Mulgrew, who was Captain Janeway on Voyager, and then Scott Bakula, who was on the new Star Trek Enterprise.
Yeah, he was also on Quantum Leap.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yep, that's right.
What is this system here?
Oh, and Chris Pine.
This is Apple TV.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So this is just Chris Pine and Christopher Plummer also.
Yeah, for the brand new Star Trek movie.
Right.
I loved Chris Pine trying to arm wrestle outside of the studio lot there, and that they're not actually on the studio lot. He couldn't get in, and so they put out tables and chairs up front of the gate because he couldn't get into to do the interview because he didn't have a pass.
Oh, I missed that. That's funny, but Chris Pine and William Shatner, the Captain Kirks in an arm wrestle. Who will win?
I've met William Shatner.
Yeah, I saw him talk at a convention. He was awesome.
Yep. Him and Mr. Spock, they were at a convention here in the Twin Cities when I was younger, and I went because my dad was going, and he's like, "Hey, kids, come on, let's go." We're all like, "Okay, wee."
I think there's a William Shatner University somewhere in Asia. I know there was a clip of him visiting it. I don't
kind of like Oprah's school.
Yeah, something like that.
Oprah has a school
in like South Africa.
Oh, okay, I believe that.
Oh, but wouldn't you just like frame a degree from William Shatner University just
absolutely
right up on the wall?
Absolutely, yeah.
No matter what whatever degree it is, it doesn't matter.
Just, yeah,
I went to WSU.
I think if a celebrity had a college that I would want to go to, I would want to go to a Martha Stewart college. I would know how to fold sheets, bake cakes, and be a financial shark. It'd be awesome.
She was actually also a fashionista in her time, like back in the day.
She was. She was kind of awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it was in, but there was a picture of her, and she looked pretty okay.
She also has a line for her dogs. Like, if you go to, like, PetSmart and Petco or Target and stuff, she's got, like, dog toys and dishes and leashes. She does everything.
Yeah. Hmm. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, she picked all that up in the clink.
She's like, cupcake jail.
In cupcake jail. It's so true.
I saw. There was a demotivational poster, and it was a shot from the episode where Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg.
Oh yeah, yeah,
are,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are, yeah, and it's it says I forget what the top line is.
It's like,
oh yeah, stereotypes. One of these people is a convicted felon. Yep.
Convicted.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the other one. What? Snoop Dogg was charged with
murder.
Yeah, and he got off.
Yeah,
of course he did.
Convicted.
Because he didn't do it.
Yeah,
I believe him.
He just got into this, like, he put out this video. I don't remember if it was on his, like, YouTube channel or whatever, but where he reached out to the award-winning grower from England who grows, like, the biggest radishes and stuff.
He was in in Wales.
Yeah,
who he contacted.
Yep.
And it was a root vegetable.
Yes.
It's what is. And so he offered this guy backstage passes, mm-hmm, so they could talk about, you know, horticulture, essentially.
Yep.
And this guy accepted.
That is
and,
so
and
funny.
And he took, like, a kid who worked on his farm because the kid wanted to listen to the music. And he just went because, you know, why not? Yeah. Even though he's like 50, 60-ish. And yeah, so he went, and there, I actually listened to an NPR interview with this guy where they called him up and they chatted with him. He's like, oh, hey, so we've heard you've been invited. Are you going to go? And he's like, well, yeah, I guess. And then it goes, they follow up with him like a week after the concert. Like, did you go? I was like, yeah, this is interesting. You know, went backstage. Not my kind of music. I'm country Western, but what can you do? And it's like, so did you smoke weed with him? And he's like, yeah, I tried it. It's not my thing, but, you know, I tried it. And it's just like
epic.
This adorable old-sounding man from Wales. It's just like, yeah, that makes sense. He would try it. He wouldn't want it, but he would try it.
To be nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
He actually, like, provided him with really good tips, apparently. Like, the person asked, like, so what did you tell us? Like, oh, well, you do this, this, and this. Like, oh, yeah, I looked up online, and that's exactly what you're supposed to do, apparently, so... Good on him.
That is so funny. There was another episode Snoop Dogg had on there on his YouTube channel. I watched Bad Bitches Through History. I laughed so hard. No, I'm talking about Cleopatra, the real Nubian queen. Oh, so fabulous. So fabulous.
Yeah, he's kept his street cred up.
Yeah.
That he has.
Unlike Dre, who I will slander to the grave.
Why?
Don't like him. Don't like him. Ludacris, too. Because the thing is, if you know anything about Dr. Dre before N.W.A.
I don't.
World Class Wrecking Crew, the 70s band he was in, the R&B band he was in before N.W.A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look up some pictures of that sometimes. Eazy-E had it right all along, you know? Just making fun of him for wearing lipstick and sequined one-piece jumpsuits and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he tries to be, like, in N.W.A., and, like, no one knows this. Obviously, it's before the internet. Otherwise, right, like, his career would have never gotten off the ground.
It's true.
Oh, man.
But, yeah.
I want a sequined one-piece jumpsuit.
Yeah, who but doesn't? I think he would suit you by comparison to Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
That's true.
Rightfully so, but yeah. So, and then he's, you know, just trying to merchandise his headphones and stuff, but so it's kind
of
like...
I think there are a lot of people, like even Snooki, I believe, has headphones at this point.
Yeah, it's just kind of getting a little desperate.
Everyone needs merchandise.
Yep.
I can't look at Snooki without thinking about Priscilla, Elvis's wife.
I can't look at Snooki.
The hair just is so similar.
That's it. Fair enough. Yeah. Gives me nightmares.
Yeah.
I refuse to acknowledge Snooki, personally.
I refuse to acknowledge Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep one night, and I thought, what would bore me to pieces so that I would actually want to go to bed? And I tried to watch Jersey Shore. And I got about 15 minutes in, and I was just like, what am I doing?
You're giving in.
And I promptly went to bed.
It worked.
It did. It really did work. I, to this day, have no idea what episode I watched, what season it was, and... It
gave you the will
me.
To sleep rather than to stay up and experience another minute of that.
Yeah, never again. Although there is this wonderful bit about this play group. It's on Playbill, I think, on YouTube. You can watch it. It's quotes from Jersey Shore done in the style of Oscar Wilde. And they give me quite giggles. And the lines that they say make me want to watch the show just to see where these lines come from that they're saying.
There's actually...
Oh, you must send me a link to this. That's beautiful.
It's wonderful.
They did do a clip on funnierdie.com where... the Jersey Shore people pretended to be actual actors. Like, I think they all kind of have British accents and everything. And there were moments when it was actually kind of believable. And it was kind of creepy. Awesome. It was like, yeah, you are fake, aren't you? And then all of a sudden, like, this bellhop or, room service guy comes in and they turn on their Jersey Shore personalities immediately. And it's just like this really great, like, They look at him, he looks at them, and they just kind of flip the switch in their head and just, like, go nuts. They acknowledge the fact that they are garbage, which is good for them. It's good they know.
I've been finding some good stuff to watch if I'm not tired, because I have a night job, so I'm, like, always up all night, and there's a lot of good free over-the-air TV shows.
Fix the microphone.
There you go.
Thank you. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you gotta, right. You gotta orbit it a little bit.
Yeah, not used to... Speaking into microphones?
No, yeah. You learn.
Maybe if I, yeah.
You're good. Yeah. You were good there, yeah.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah. And you even told me, don't move around a lot, but of course I'm like the...
Conversationalist. You pay attention to everybody.
Sure,
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. I'll just try to talk to...
Well, we can move that thing up for you if you want. We were hoping that...
I like it like this. You know, I'll adapt to...
I've had to do that for so long.
You found a good spot to put it in.
Kids at home, Lola just burped if you couldn't hear. It was impressive.
Most definitely.
Normally mine are a lot girlier. I was just holding it in for so long, I think. Don't burp on the podcast.
The podcast? I remember what I was going to talk about.
But
yes, I know. I was just bringing that up.
What I was talking about isn't even like... You know, new media at all. It's just straight up crap that they play on TV at like 3 a.m. that I find really funny.
I used to be addicted to whatever VH1's like 2 to 8 a.m. video music video program was, because they actually played music videos again. So I was willing to stay up until 2 a.m. to actually see this program start. And from 2 until 8, they actually played music videos that were relatively modern. I totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, that's what like cable networks do. But what I like more is what the over-the-air DTV networks play, like Kubo or Smile of a Child Network. It's like a Christian-run broadcasting network. They just play the absolute lowest production value TV shows you have ever seen.
Is that the Nun Channel? Because I know I brought this up before.
No, Nun? That is the Nun Channel. It's 16.1 is the Nuns, and then you go up, and then it's like the Church Channel. And
right.
16.3 is like the
kids.
The cartoons, and then there's like 16.4, which is like for, it's called Jesus Christ Television. It's for like extreme
all
Christians
those
and stuff. And they just show like Christian music videos, and then like the eventual skateboarding clips that they can get for free or whatever. And like, for some reason, overnight, they just tend to play like He-Man and the Masters of the Universe and like the Ghostbusters cartoons and stuff. And like, wow. I don't know who is doing the programming here, but it is genius.
Ghostbusters on the Christian channel? That seems kind of...
Well, it's not on the Christian channel. It's on the Kubo.
Oh, okay.
But it's all on the same DTV box.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I was thinking Angry Nun with Ghostbusters in my head there for a second. That was pretty comical.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
Be a good way to infiltrate that show and actually make it a little more interesting. Though it does make a good drinking game.
Oh, that'd be yes. fabulous.
But the one thing I was going to bring up, which I had sent to you, was the Star Wars Uncut.
Yes.
Which was the project that was started in, what, 09 or 07?
09.
Started in 09, where people were allowed to sign up for 15-second clips of A New Hope. And then they were able to submit that, and somebody pieced all of these pieces together. I'm sorry, I've moved a little bit. But they pieced it together, and it's shot for shot, with the exception, you know, you can take some liberties to it if you're trying to play up whatever setting you're actually using. But, you know, it switches from stop motion to live action to animation, or like in this complete cycle, and you can kind of get a feel for where the jumps are, to the point where you can ignore them and just keep watching all these different submissions. And it's available on Vimeo. If you go to StarWarsUncut.com, they play it on Vimeo, but it is hosted on YouTube as well. So you can watch it. It's about 2 hours long, so you have to really commit yourself. But
will you send it to me? I'll totally commit to that.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's pretty good. I will try to remember to post something on the website, which is BufferingPodcast.com. And you can find us on iTunes. If you search for Buffering Podcast, or if you search for my name, or if you search for Adam's name, or if you search for the names of any of our current or previous guests, which means, Andrew, you're now going to be on iTunes.
Yes.
So another thing to throw on the resume. But we have just about hit the half an hour mark, so this is a good time to break things up. Oh, we're also on Twitter at Buffer Podcast, which we'll bring up all these plugs again at the end, but I wanted to throw in a few for the show. One thing I wanted to mention specifically.
You're doing a mid-episode plug this time.
It's, yes. Catch people who are trying to hop directly to Movie Bluff. So they get a little promo beforehand, too.
No, I don't ever do that.
No.
Oh.
But make sure, if you are listening to us on iTunes, that you rate us, because we have egos, too. And we want to inflate them.
I gave us 5 stars.
I gave us 4 once for a bad episode, but then... I've been giving us 5s ever since, but it doesn't count them anymore. So rate us, because we would enjoy it. And you can find bonus episodes on the website. You can find pictures of all of our guests, most of our guests. Sometimes I forget, but I'll remember to do it today. But let's play Movie Bluff.
Yeah.
And everybody knows how to play, so we can just start.
Absolutely. In fact, I made my homepage, IMBD, the past 2 weeks.
Oh, just so you can...
Just getting ready. Just studying up.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
He's ready.
Yep.
Well, since it does go clockwise, do you want to start with one and we'll send it to Adam and he'll come around to Lola that way?
It would be my...
Please go that way.
Most distinguished honor.
Which, remember, the first few rounds we usually softball.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, let's see. How about Scarface cast?
Cool. Al Pacino movie.
Oh, God, I was just thinking of one really good one. I can't think of the name, so I will do...
Ooh. I got a good one.
Oh! Oh, but that might be mean.
Just do it. It's okay.
The Recruit. But I will also say movie, so you just have to do a different movie of his instead of naming that cast.
I could do that one.
Because there's one other one in that you know.
A different movie of Al Pacino's?
Yes.
It's bad that I can't think of anywhere right now.
No, there are a couple kind of go-tos.
Yeah, it's the... You're on the spot and your brain just goes...
I've been up a lot today. So my brain's kind of stupid.
So realistically, your options are either you can guess, you can give up, or you can call shenanigans on me and say that I don't know what I just made you name.
Oh, you know more.
Yeah, I was going to say that last one isn't really a good option for this setup, since I've just told you that you could do it, which means I'm confident enough to actually have one on hand.
I know, and I know another one, and I can see the cover of one of his movies in my head, that and I just cannot remember the name of it, but I can see the picture. That's terrible. It was one with Sean Penn.
Another.
You're a very visual person.
Yes.
I know.
Think about.
Okay, I give up.
The sound of. Oh, okay.
The sound of. Nah.
The sound of Al Pacino's voice, but it's too late now.
That doesn't help me.
No. Because, I mean, there's Well, we won't get into that, but so I got a point for that one.
Okay, what was the movie I was thinking of, though? The one with Sean Penn.
Casino?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes. I think so.
Maybe.
I don't remember, but the one that I had ready was The Departed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, The Departed. Yeah.
It's a good one.
I have that one on my bookshelf, and I still haven't watched it yet. I
forgot that he was in that one.
Yeah, isn't he?
I don't think he is. I'm pretty sure he
might be thinking of De Niro. Because I know he's...
That's my problem, is that the ones that I started thinking about right away.
I didn't think
I don't even know if De Niro's in that one.
No.
What?
You're thinking of Nicholson.
What?
You're thinking of Nicholson.
No. What?
Pretty okay. Sure.
Look it up.
Crap.
even though this is already dead.
It's not even in the round. Let's move on. I'm probably wrong.
So who's...
DiCaprio, Damon, Nicholson. Top three.
Oh. I knew those.
Yeah. Okay, so I got the point for that. That means, Andrew, you start again.
Awesome. I got it going.
Yep, you get to start again,
and it goes to Lola first.
All right, I'll set you up really easy. Austin Powers, Goldmember.
Cast,
yes.
Goldmember, that was the second one?
The third one.
Well, I'll just go with Mike Myers. Go way easy. Mike Myers movie.
I will do... It's weird when you... Wayne's World. The original one. Cast.
Oh. What's his name? It's on the tip of my tongue.
Two good ones.
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, what's his name? Let's go in that way then.
What's his name? It's right there. It's like...
Just think of everything else that person has done, and sometimes it helps lead you to what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You burped again on the podcast! How could you?
But it was very dainty.
That one was very dainty. That one.
It was a lady burp. Let's see. So... And kids at home, we just took the picture.
While you were thinking?
This episode. Yes, while I was thinking.
15 seconds.
Is he a Paul something?
Something 7 seconds. Would not be correct.
He's not in Paul.
3, 2, 1. 0. Do you have an answer for us?
No. I don't.
Well, Rob Lowe was in that movie.
Uh-huh. But who was...
Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
Dana Carvey!
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine was in... That's a throwback.
Was in Goldmember.
He was actually in Goldmember, too.
Right.
He plays Austin Powers' dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, and it's a throwback to an older episode of the podcast.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
2 points for me.
That means I have 2 points already.
Yeah.
This is working out well. And Andrew, you get to go again, so it's good that you've been preparing. Awesome. And this time it goes to Adam again.
Let's see. I'm thinking I want to keep it in the comedy realm. So.
Good start.
Yeah. I'm thinking, how about we do, I Love You, Man. Movie. I mean, cast.
Oh, I Love You, Man.
Ooh, got it.
Oh, okay. Adam Sandler? Am I thinking of the right movie?
I don't think you are.
No, that is not.
Crap.
That would be 2000. I'll give you a year.
Is it 2008, 2009, wasn't it?
Yeah, yep.
Oh.
Recently. We've already mentioned a work of the lead in that movie earlier in the podcast.
Who's the other lead?
Man, for whatever reason, I can't even summon faces for that one. I didn't see it, so...
Oh.
Yeah, you're going to get a point straight out the gate. Cause,
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got Paul Rudd.
Yep.
But Paul Rudd. What do you have?
That would be, I want to say Jason Segel.
Yeah, it's Jason Segel. That's what I thought it was, but I was like, what did we talk about?
And I believe Lou Ferrigno is in that too. He plays the Hulk, remember?
Yeah.
And then they run into him in the street, and then...
Oh, I haven't seen it either. I just knew Paul Rudd.
Could be.
But, yeah, so Andrew, you have a point. I have 2 points.
Awesome.
Adam Lowell yet to score. I get to start this round. Ouch. And I will do something. I will do X-Men cast.
X-Men.
Which one?
Ooh, yeah.
X-Men.
The original.
The original. I'll go with, or will I? Yes. Halle Berry movie.
Oh, shit.
I know this. No. I almost said Charlie's Angels, but then I remembered she's not.
She was not in that one.
She's not an angel. Mm-hmm.
She was not an angel.
She was in a movie like that, though, that I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And
she's in a few.
Because I'm seeing her.
She may have been in a few movies.
I'm just seeing her in a swimsuit right now, and like that's
a white one.
I'm trying to think of.
I know exactly which movie you were thinking of.
Give you 15 seconds to think of me crazy. A movie.
What was the name of that movie?
Who else was in it? Maybe that'll
Seven
help.
7 seconds.
That was Oh my gosh.
I think Adam and I are thinking of the same one.
Yeah, I know.
I think we are.
One. You got an answer for us?
That would have been Face Off.
Was she in Face Off?
Oh,
I don't think so.
John Travolta, Nicolas Cage.
That's what you might call a movie bluff.
Shenanigans. I call shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans before we even get there. Yeah.
All right, what movie was I thinking of, though?
You were thinking of a Bond movie.
Or
Swordfish. Right. I was thinking Swordfish.
It was the...
The World Is Not
Tomorrow
Enough.
Tomorrow Never Dies. Or was it...
The World Is Not Enough. Because...
No, isn't it Tomorrow Never Dies?
Nope, no. Because the Bond girl in Tomorrow Never Dies was Asian.
Oh, yeah, Wei Lin.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they do the motorcycle flip. Hot.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Wait, but... Tomorrow Never Dies, that was the one that had, that one had Christmas Jones.
Mm. I'm gonna check.
Because I had the video game. I had the Nintendo 64 video game, and it had a blue cartridge. And it garbage did the song for that one.
Yes, they did.
No, they did The World Is Not Enough.
Did The World Is Not Enough.
But, Sheryl Crow did.
Halle Berry was in...
She was in the last one, whatever the last one was for Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah. The World Is Not Enough.
I swear that isn't it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow Never Dies is Michelle.
Michelle Yeoh.
And Terry Hatcher.
Die Another Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Okay. I was thinking of the second to last one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, that means, Adam, you have a point.
Woohoo!
And Andrew has 1 point. I have 2 points. Lola, you get to start. And it goes to Andrew.
Okay. City Slickers cast.
Billy Crystal movie.
The Princess Bride.
Nice.
Cast.
I will say what she's credited as then, because I'm not sure what her last name is now, but I'm going to go with Robin Wright.
Penn.
Is it still Penn? Because I think they've separated, but did she keep it?
I have no idea.
Well, Robin Wright, Penn, and I will say movie.
Forrest Gump. Cast.
Tom Hanks. Movie.
Oh, which one to choose? Let's go with... Saving Private Ryan cast?
I wish I knew who Upham was, because that would make it really fun. There are a lot of people in that movie.
Yes, there were.
I still have never seen it. I was sick the day I was supposed to watch that in high school.
Well, then I will softball it as Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Movie.
Dogma cast.
Oof. All right. Ian Holm. Movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Bugger.
Wait, what? Ian Holm?
May I ask who he was in Dogma?
Yeah, that's part of the new rules.
Is he not in that? Ooh. Is that...
Yeah.
You calling shenanigans, Adam?
I am questioning that one.
That's actually an interesting...
Pretty sure he was in that.
Double Jeopardy kind of thing, because it's like, well, you're not calling shenanigans, but the person does have to be able to supply who that person is.
Yeah.
But that, in turn, if they don't know, kind of is a... Well, but they'd be able to bluff anywhere if they wanted to, again. But it's just a history of that, or the knowledge of that movie. So
right. Well, I suppose, yeah. I'm just making conversation, really.
But what do you got?
Oh. Well, I can't summon a mental picture of him, so I'm going to say that you're bluffing.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I don't think Ian Holm was in that one.
No.
I'm looking right now, and I'm not seeing it.
No.
Aha! Uh-huh.
That's your point.
That's my point.
I've never actually seen Dogma, so I just shot in the dark, you know?
It was a believable.
Good shot.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Respectable
shot. At first,
it's
just like,
dark.
Wait a second, who the fuck did he play?
I was thinking George Carlson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, Adam, you got another point.
Yep. Woohoo!
So, I have a point. I have 2 points. You have 2 points. Andrew has a point. Lonely yet to score.
That's okay. I don't need to win this time. I don't want to.
I don't need to win.
No.
And it starts with me again, and it goes to Adam. And I just want to check out the clock before it gets to... Okay, just want to check. I will say... Across the Universe cast.
Ooh.
Ooh. Hmm. Ah, yes. Evan Rachel Wood.
You.
Cast.
Who else is in it?
Okay. Bono. Movie.
Okay.
Ooh.
Bono's been in other movies.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of him.
I know he has. He's making, like, made appearances in other
don't
movies.
Don't forget that you can also do TV shows.
There is that.
That could save this one.
Because I just thought of one for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bono in movie. I'm going to call shenanigans and say that you can't think of another movie as well.
I can tell you who he was in Across the Universe.
That's not
the same movie, though.
Okay. I got this. I got this. He could have been on a Super Bowl halftime show, which technically is on the IMDb website, if you look it up. But I couldn't say for sure. But I will tell you.
I don't believe that he's actually done that, so that means...
He's also on Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
he's
yeah, that's right. He's hosted, that's right. Oh, so snooping. Knew that.
I guess that'd come into... Well, you already declared that you
already called shenanigans.
But you do get the point anyway, because you had accurately called shenanigans. So it's... You have a point, and Andrew has a point, Adam has 2 points, I have 2 points, and it starts with me, and it goes to you first.
I just wanted 1 point, so I didn't feel so sad.
By the way, he was also on The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah, that's
he
right.
He was. He did voice his own character in The Simpsons.
Yes. So that's the one thing that I came up with for that. But let us start with... Do a fun one and say Chicago, cast.
Ooh, Richard Gere, movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Richard Gere.
Richard Gere.
Richard Gere.
I got one. I got an unconventional one.
Oh, I did not I think see of that one,
but that's a good one, too.
I that is see a good the one. Face. I know what he looks like. Oh, man. Might as well start the clock.
Yeah, usually I mentally start at about 30 seconds, and I give you the 15 warning.
Because if I can't get it right now, it's just not coming. I know.
Wait, you know who he is.
Yeah, I know. I know he's an actor.
he didn't direct
now
it.
Now you have 15 seconds.
Okay. Come on. Let's see. He was...
Did you see Chicago?
Yeah, I've seen Chicago. I know he plays the lawyer for Renee Zellweger's character.
All right, do you have an answer for us for Richard Gere movie?
I do not.
Or, I mean, you can always try to call bluff. But
I could, but that's been kind of biting me in the butt lately. So
you can try it. Go for it.
All right, I'll just give it a shot. Slapshot movie. Cast.
Slapshot.
He was not in that. I already know.
So, Loli, you got another point. Woo! So, it's...
And if you called shenanigans, I would name a few.
Yeah. I thought of... I thought of Runaway Bride was my first thought.
Runaway Bride. Yeah. And he was in another one with Julia Roberts. Pretty Woman.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
And then Shall We Dance with Jennifer Lopez.
But we'll hold on to other ones in case it comes back to him.
Okay, sorry.
Yep.
You're helping me out.
So, Lola, you have 2 points. Adam, you have 2 points. I have 2 points. Andrew, you have 1 point. Adam, you start, and it goes to Andrew.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, maybe. What do you got?
True Grit, the new one.
The new
All
one.
All right.
Cast.
Jeff Bridges, movie.
Big Lebowski.
Ooh.
Movie.
Tron. The original. Or. No, I know the guy's name. It's just I'm wondering if I really want to be the douche to push it on you. For cast or not. Yeah.
Go for it. Challenge him.
No, I'm just going to do Tron, the original one, movie. Give you another.
Okay. A fighting chance.
Yeah.
I
like to keep the game going.
Well... For the win.
For the anything. I'm going to give you 15 seconds.
I love Jeff Bridges' voice.
Yes. Which Bo Bridges was in The Descendants, which was an okay movie. I don't think it's Oscar Best Picture worthy, but George Clooney does a pretty good job.
Oh, what is it? Oh my gosh. A movie just materialized in my mind, and...
Should we just keep talking about other stuff?
It's him. It's totally him, and there are other people in it that I know, but I can't think of the
and
name of the
movie.
And we
need an answer.
What is it? Oh, it was on at the movie theater I worked at. Ah.
Hate to put you in the spot, but we need an answer.
What is it? Great cinematography.
Neighbor, don't.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing?
You're bluffing.
Tron Legacy.
What? That I
he
thought that was said.
One of the Trons.
Oh, you get off. For fuck's sake.
I win. This is 3 weeks in a row.
Oh, I am so shamed.
3 weeks in a
the
row.
The whole time I was screaming it in my head. They are the drawn movie. They are the one.
Why didn't I? Why? Why?
And I choked because I wasn't sure if it was Richard Linklater or not.
I blame sleep deprivation.
I want to confirm this, though, because I'm pretty sure it's Richard.
Wow.
Were you trying to think of Crazy Heart?
Yes, I was trying to think of Crazy Heart.
I was thinking of the wrong person. Good.
The one I thought of was Men Who Wear Coats.
I need to...
Ooh, that's a good one.
He's so crazy, that one.
What one?
Bruce Boxleitner. That's who I was trying to think of. Mm. Well, I'm glad I didn't put myself on the spot there.
Congratulations, Dan.
3 weeks in a row.
I feel like a complete moron right now, but that's okay.
That's okay. I can think of another Al Pacino movie.
God,
that's
I was like
the Godfather.
I know. I still have not seen any of the Godfather movies.
I was listening to the Tron Legacy remixed soundtrack on the way here, and...
Oh,
it's like
Punk.
Tying it all, yeah. Oh man, there are some really awesome covers on that remixed CD. Have you heard it yet?
It's biodigital jazz.
but this seems like a good time to throw some plugs out there and wrap up the episode since we're just coming up on the hour. Mm-hmm. So Lola, starting with you, do you have anything to plug for stuff that's happening after the third? Yeah, third or later.
I tried to imagine clusters of information as they move through the computer. What did they look like? Ships? Motorcycles? Sorry, go on.
I was giving him a very evil look so people couldn't look.
Yes.
I'm trying to do my plug here.
Kids at home, sorry.
Gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it, you, Adam. The Edina Art Center is going to be doing a new show. They're doing the faculty show right now. They're going to be doing the teen show that we partner with the Edina High School for. It's called Young Eyes. Ha! Get it? Because it's a self-portrait deal, and they look at life with their eyes, but they're individual eyes. Spelled wrong.
Ooh.
Cool. Ha!
Oh. Yeah, it's like, well, I look at things with my eyes, too, but I spell mine different, so now it makes more sense.
Right. So it's Young Eyes with a myself I apostrophe S.
The thing that has a dot at the top of it.
Correct.
If it's lowercase.
Correct. That type of I.
That type of I.
And then
when does that start?
I think it's at the end of February, the beginning of March. I cannot remember the exact date off the top of my head.
Is it available online somewhere?
Yes, it will be at their website. If you just search Edina Art Center, it'll be under our exhibit page. It'll have the date. The opening will be a Thursday from 5 to 8, although the correct date I cannot remember.
Some future Thursday.
Some future Thursday. The other thing I want to plug is myself, because I'm awesome. I started a new YouTube channel, and I put up an update. It's called Update for Xander. It's at Lauren Lola S. There's not a period because I can't put it there.
In the right spot.
In the right spot. So it's Lauren Lola plural.
Lauren Lola's.
Lauren Lola's because there's more than one of me. And it's just called Update for Xander. But if anybody was interested about what I was doing last year with terms of flying, not flying, that's all on there.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then are you on Twitter at all?
Ha! No, I say that in my video, too. Like, don't subscribe to me on YouTube because I don't know if I'm going to make any more videos. Don't follow me on Twitter because I don't have a Twitter page. I don't have my own Facebook page, so don't like me on Facebook. Basically, don't do any social media of any kind
with me. Except for YouTube.
Except for YouTube.
Nice.
Anything else?
No, I don't think so. I found this new band that I'm kind of trying out called The Pallers, P-A-L-L-E-R. They're cool.
Cool.
Band.
Mm-hmm.
And findable somewhere.
Yeah, just search for them. They'll pop up.
Okay.
Their song Humdrum was pretty cool.
Humdrum. Okay. Andrew, how about you, since you have actually prepared a sheet of paper with your plugs on it?
Well, that's actually a funny story. I was afraid I was going to forget to promote myself, so I reminded myself with this sheet of paper. So
what do you got?
Vitamins 3 on the Twitter and YouTube.
Is 3 spelled out or number?
Just the number 3. capital V, vitamins.
Vitamins 3.
And the reason I did that is because, as you might have guessed, there's a lot of other Andrew Nelsons out there. So I just needed a solid username for a lot of things. And I went to a random word generator online. First word came up. So I was like, all right, that's it.
Done.
That's my new thing. No one never takes it. So it's kind of a thing.
There you go.
Also on ArtFlakes and DeviantArt, Vitamins 3. And then also Radical Businessman on Flickr.
And Flickr, that's where you have the Preserved World's Fair stuff you were talking about before.
Yes, I have a lot of rummaged/hoarded art that I like to put up and people like to look at.
Sweet.
Also, a lot of my art. I'll be sure to send you guys some for the Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
Oh, cool.
That'd be amazing.
I think I'll take that corner over there.
Well, I do have a lot of posters very similar to those four that will be filling up that wall, but definitely any contributions will
absolutely
be given space.
Yeah. And then, friend me on Facebook. I kind of treat my Facebook like a blog. It's ANDR3WN3LS0N, just Andrew Nelson with the E's and the O's.
And switch out for numeric.
Straight up.
And everyone who didn't get that the first time, just, move the slider on the player just a few back and listen to it again.
Yes.
Get a piece of paper right now and then go back.
And that's also my handle on Tumblr, too. I like that.
So you're all over the place.
I am.
Nice.
And then on Bandcamp and SoundCloud, you can check out my band, Tyrannosaurus Ruckus. We are in the works for some concerts this summer.
Sweet.
If you had to slot yourself into like two or three genres, what would you say that you worked
in? Experimental, ska, and acid jazz.
And wow. Then I guess if you're doing acid jazz and ska, what's the head count?
2 to... I think we jammed last time with like 4 or 5.
Okay.
Sometimes. So that was fun.
Sweet.
And then I'll be at Acme Comedy Club Monday nights. Open mic night.
I need to follow you to one of those things because I need to...
At some point, I need to do that. I'm kind of working on a bunch of new material that I haven't really workshopped yet. So, sometime in next month, February, you can catch me there. Also, you can catch me at the Chanhassen Skate Park in the summer. I am there religiously. And yeah.
Excellent. There you go.
That wraps it up.
Adam, totally how about
good.
You? Where's your sheet of paper?
Aw, I feel like such a bum. Well, let's see. The playlist for the Court Revelers CD that is forthcoming has taken shape. And
did the Boys Come Rolling Home make it?
Actually, I discovered that's on a previous recording that we did. So,
oh, it's already out there. Okay.
Yeah. If you want to hear that one, I believe it's on. It's either Limerick Lounge or.
Is Bully in the Alley on there?
I think Bully in the Alley is on one of the previous ones too, but that one is still in the running, I believe.
Oh, okay. God, that one's so bad.
There are a couple tracks that may or may not be on the CD, depending on how much, like, length of the CD and how everything fits together, because we are doing, we're making it like a set list.
Right.
And it's going to have order to it, and it's going to have flow. I'm actually on the small committee that's going to be running that, and there is going to be a few bits of fun
banter.
Character banter, yes.
Cool.
In between tracks, too. So it's going to be just like a live show. It's going to be fun. And let's see.
Twitter?
Well, yeah, I'm getting to that. I'm in a bowling league now, so that's kind of cool.
Nice.
I saw it on Facebook. The wall.
Yeah. So that's cool. Over in Eden Prairie at Brunswick Lanes. It's fun. So if you want to come over and watch me and my Fellow Wells Fargo teammates knocking down some pins. Got a 153 last time.
Nice.
Yeah. Bowled a turkey, which is
always fun.
Three
always
strikes in a row. Yeah. So it was a good night. What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? I don't know if you were going to mention this, but I don't think your sheet of paper is going to help me. I don't know if you're going to mention this, but Young the Giant is going to be in town at First Avenue on February 20th. So Dan, Emily, and I saw them last year, and they totally rocked the house. They
were the 7th Street entry last year. They were originally slated to play the Varsity this year, but ticket demands were too high, so they had to move it back to First Ave, but now they're in the main room.
Yeah, which is awesome. Good for them.
Yeah, and plus that means general admission, which means, you know, brush the stage.
Yeah, exactly.
Fast as possible.
And Katie and I went to 89.3 The Current's birthday party the second night, Saturday night, and we saw Haley Benar, who was really great, then Sims, who just rocked it. It was amazing. And then the Suicide Commandos, A Blast from the Past, punk rock, just doing it up, old school. And then the headliner, Polisa, just amazing. She was always pitch perfect, never stopped dancing, the lead singer I'm talking about. And their sound is just gorgeous. So, yeah, check them out.
Music to listen to.
Yep, and then on Twitter, I'm ADAMERDMANN, Adam Erdman. And let's see, on Facebook, you can find me by the same name. That's pretty much all I'm going to plug for now.
Okay. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Of course, you can find us online, bufferingpodcast.com. You can find us on Twitter, Buffer Podcast. You can find us on iTunes by searching for my name, Adam's name, or the names of any of our current or previous guests. You can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Foursquare. You can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Facebook. You can, that's about it for now. You can find the bonus tracks, that we tape all the time on our website, as well as pictures and all this other stuff, so make sure to check all of that out. You can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen. I think other than that, not a lot going on, but I will replug Young the Giant. Not sold out yet. Definitely check it out. At least, you know, find them online, listen to them. They're pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and do your taxes. Now.
Gosh darn it.
Because I hate it, you know, when people are complaining in April when I think I have all of my tax documentation right now, so I could do it. It's just...
Could.
quit sitting around. I need to go pick up TurboTax.
I actually already got my refunds.
I have a tax
Holy
guy.
Buckets.
What? Yep.
I filed electronically, and then I signed up for electronic W-2. So like, this is boom, boom.
Done.
Well, yeah.
Awesome.
See, there we go. There's direct product. Do them now. But thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.
Thank you. We'll see you again. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Bye.